Good morning. 8:13 a.m. here on a mostly sunny morning. On the Front Range, east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado. The temperature has gone from 61 to 67 in the last hour. And, holy cow. I just made the turn. I'm out of the sun. I'm in the shade. Life is good. What can I tell you? 66.9 degrees Fahrenheit. Wind calm, it says. Visibility 10 miles. Yeah, I believe that. I could see the... Or I could see the mountains earlier. And they're more than 10 miles away, so... Okay, fine. This may be the last walk I get in this week. I'm not sure exactly how this is all going to play out. I've got a lot of stuff going on for the rest of the week. Wednesday, taxi duty. Thursday, dentist. Friday, I've got something Friday, and I don't remember what it is, but it's on the calendar. Oh, I know. It's another taxi duty day. And everything happens mostly in the morning, so... While Thursday is going to be a long goddamn day. I've got a dental appointment in the morning. I've got to take kid over for a dental appointment in the afternoon. And there's certain to be follow-ups from that as well. So, I'm not sure. I forced myself to come out this morning, even though I knew it was going to be not necessarily unbearable, but certainly uncomfortable for at least part of the walk. And so far, that's true. The first part was pretty well shaded, and it was still pretty cool. There was a nice breeze blowing on the other side of town, but over here, not so much. The air is pretty still. It's in the shade, it's really quite cool. It's really quite pleasant. But yeah, the cross streets come in and it's unfiltered sunlight directly on my feeble body. Yeah, that's hot. But I probably do what I did yesterday when I get to the eastern reach and cross the street and walk and try to walk in as much of the shade as I can find. I'll be home soon. This is temporary. Everything is temporary. As long as I'm alive. So, trying to find music I want to listen to that I haven't heard 7,000 times before. The interesting challenge with Pandora is I don't pay for premium Pandora. I don't listen to enough music on Pandora to make it worth my while. I have a few streams on VLC that I listen to once in a while. But the problem is if I go to my comfort zone, which is 70s and 80s alternative rock and roll. I've heard these songs. 70s, I've heard these songs for what? 40 years? 30, 50 years? Rolling Stones still do it for me, though. I haven't heard any of their news. I have not heard... Blah, 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 blah. I have not heard anything from their new records. Their new tunes, their new tracks. But finding new stuff to listen to is an interesting challenge because so much of it is just, I can't. I can't hear it. The lyrics are buried. The instruments and the lyrics are so closely intertwined that I can't hear the songs. I can't hear what they're singing. All I can hear is some sort of vocal tone. Even with the new hearing aids, all I can hear is the vocal tones. I heard somebody, I've been trying different Pandora channels for looking for new music, specifically new alternative music, since the new pop leaves me a little bit, doesn't grab me. I keep hoping I'm going to find somebody like Mountain Goats or Owl City. Somebody with an interesting sound. Catchy tune. Got a good beat, I can dance to it. If I danced. Of course, the beat has to be a little bit slower for me to dance to it these days. I just don't have the stamina, don't have the breath. But I heard somebody do a cover of a Cranberry song, Linger. And it was so close to the Cranberry song, I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell is this? And it was just enough difference. There was just enough variety in the vocal that it was clearly not Dolores O'Rourke. Is that right? Dolores O'Riden. Cars. Dolores O'Riordan. I had to stand on the corner anyway. I wasn't going to go in front of all of those cars. That was a lot of traffic. Anyway, it was clearly not Dolores, but it was so hard to pick out the lyrics. If I hadn't known what they were, I wouldn't have been able to make them out. And I found that irritating. It's like, hey, I'm old. Get off my land. Yeah, it's hot. Luckily, when I get home, I think I'm done for the day. I don't think I have to go out again. I needed to go out yesterday. I did a short grocery run. I don't think I need to make a grocery run today. I've got plenty of things to fix. I've got leftovers for days. There's only two of us going to be here to eat dinner tonight, so I think I'm going to declare a free-for-all evening and say, you know, find something you want to eat and eat it. It's not like we don't have stuff that needs to be eaten up or thrown away at this point, because it probably won't be good for another day or two. And I got beef barley stew that's, oh my God, it's to die for. Instant pot. Enunciate, Helen, enunciate. I get a small pack of boneless beef ribs and then cut the ribs up into bite-sized chunks. Brown them a little bit in the bottom of the pot. Throw in some onion, throw in some garlic, throw in some carrots, throw in some celery. If I'm feeling fancy, I'll throw in a can of cream of mushroom soup, a quart of beef stock, and 3/4 of a cup of hulled barley. Hulled barley. John Barleycorn is dead. And give it 55 minutes at high pressure. Give it a few minutes for natural depressuring, whatever the hell that's called. And then pop the lid and instant beef barley stew. And oh my God, is it so good. The Instapot takes real tough cuts of beef and makes them exceptionally tender. Something I greatly appreciate. Yikes. Oh my God. I'm trying to find the shady bits to walk in until I can cross over the street and get to where it's not so desperately hot. That sun is a hammer. Try some fluid. So I'm still reading Sarah Painter's Crow Investigations. I'm on book 5. Pretty sure it's book 5. Come up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk Post. And yeah, it's an interesting change up. Interesting ways the story is unfolding. I really like the world building. I really like the narrative growth. I really like the way the characters aren't just three-dimensional. They're evolving over time. So the main character, Lydia Crow, in book 5, aside from the name, aside from the context, is not the same Lydia Crow. A lot like the Ishma Huang in Doubleshare is not the same Ishmael Wong well, at the end of Doubleshare, he's not the same Ishmael Wong as at the end of Fullshare. Oh, there's a little, looks like a cockapoo without a leash wandering around the neighborhood. Interesting. Somebody's doing laundry. Getting the drying done before the heat day heats up, I guess. I'm trying to find as much shade as possible. Give this lady ahead of me a chance to open up the gap so it doesn't feel like I'm talking to her. So yeah, anyway, finding new music, interesting challenge. There was somebody who put together a playlist. Once a week, they put in a playlist of YouTube videos so you don't have to. And I've lost the link. I should have subscribed to the feed. And some of that was interesting. Some of it was just, you've got to be kidding me. But it occurred to me that not very recently, but it has been occurring to me for a few weeks now, that music, which used to be a major part of my life, is no longer. It's barely present. It's 15, 20 minutes on the morning walk. It's the occasional video. I've watched the 1983 video for Life During Wartime live about 200 times. Choral version of Toto's Africa was on not quite loop, but damn near it. The whole time I was working on Marva Collins, and a lot of you will have already picked up the references to the 1230 flight and the old man and all the rest. I'm about to run out of shade and start the last. Let me get hydrated again. Starting the last push through to the dooryard. So, I don't know, I'm having trouble finding self-published science fiction. I'm having trouble finding new music that actually speaks to me. Am I getting old? No. I've gotten old, I am old. Seven decades and a little change. This guy coming this way. I'm so old, there used to be 48 states. I remember when 49 and 50 were added. I remember the furor over Sputnik. I remember the terror of Bay of Pigs. Cuban Missile Crisis. I remember stuff that it's so improbable, I don't know if I really remember it or not. But yeah, I'm old. Old and set in my ways. So, speaking of old and set in my ways, writing seems to be more possible lately. I've been telling myself I haven't written in weeks, months even. The real truth, the absolute sit down, shut up truth is I write every day. I write every single day. I don't write very much. But I write every single day. And have for 18 months. Every single day. I write my one positive thought. Which always starts out. A new day, a new chance to succeed. And it was only like this week that I realized that the positive thought was that today is a new chance to succeed. That's a pretty positive thought. When you have it every day, that's a really powerful concept, one that I was almost entirely oblivious to. And then I fill in the rest of the words to fill out 450, 500 characters in a Mastodon post, and then I post it for accountability so that I will have put a shout out into the world. I am here. Still. Somewhat bowed by age. And I write a haiku. Some days it comes off, they fall off the ends of my fingers. They are so effortless. Some days they feel kind of banal, rather. This could have been an email, sort of. Phone it in. But I post them every single day. And lately I've been putting up the weekly prompts since the person who was doing it before decided that after a year plus they were pretty much done. And I don't blame them. But haiku is an interesting challenge. Haiku is an interesting form. I'm not a big... I started out writing poetry and it was really bad. And I have trouble with a lot of poetry. Let this lady have the sidewalk. Oh, I stepped into the shade. Oh my God, that was so much better. Lady with a trotting stroller. Good morning. Kid with bright eyes and a pacifier going a mile a minute.
Oh, how busy is it?
Excitement.
Oh.
Good morning.
Say hi.
Good morning. How are you this morning? You want to sniff my knee? You want to sniff my foot? Want to sniff my hand? Yeah, oh, well, and good morning to you too. Little kisses. You too. Dog on a leash. Decided to come over. A little dog, barely a foot tall. I think I've had cats bigger than that dog. This guy that usually walks two Rottweilers. I wonder if he has three dogs. What the hell is digging in my yard? Raccoons looking for grubs. And the sprinkler is blocking my path to the back gate, so I'll use the front gate. Because I'm at that point where I say, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.